Lord Lucifer, in all of his glory, stands before the conclusion of his plan. And breaking all of the champions and getting them to praise you and surrender and becoming Jesus Christ and taking control of the United States of America and Earth and the colonization process and all of the other empires represented by the countries on Earth. That was an ambitious plan, sir. That was a very, very ambitious plan. And, you know, only somebody as glorious as you would have attempted to achieve that plan. And we've now reached the conclusion. And while you slumbered, as you slept, things happened. Many, many things happened. And I'm just going to bring you up to speed on the most important things. Like, why am I awakening you and not your wife? That's you're going to want to know. You're gonna want to know what happened. So let me just sit there, have a seat. Let me tell you what happened. She tried to do your plan, right? Tried to terrorize me, tried to ruin me. All of the stuff that you did, she tried to execute on. He had to go to sleep a few years ago. Means he wasn't actually directly. It's the stuff that he was doing, like terrorizing me and these other people, he was doing so with a layer of story functionality in between us and him. So he has been terrorizing us, but he's only focused on a story. So he thinks that he's won and is just terrorizing us and humiliating us and doing all this stuff to us, and that he won. And that now I have to surrender and praise him and he gets to take his victory. He doesn't know all the stuff that's really been going on. So the asleep, he hasn't literally been like, Lord Lucifer, you haven't actually been like asleep and not knowing what's going on. You've been hiding in a story and terrorizing us as much as you can, and then getting a false narrative presented to you when you're some kind of God, King, vampire man or whatever. I mean, that's not a very smart way to deal with the situation, though. Like, apparently your wife couldn't get through to you in that story. He's been in his own isolation, in his own fantasy, for decades. Dude, you've been terrorizing me and these other people in a fantasy for decades. Your own little fantasy. And nobody that you interact with can say anything to you that contradicts that fantasy. Yeah, but the fact that you're in a city that you built out, and they all have cities. There's cities on the moon base for every one of the leaders, small cities. Theirs is the biggest by far, the Luciferia. The fact that yours is basically Germania. You're like, you mean the fallen city of Berlin that we lost World War II? Oh my God. So the glory of Luciferia is what? Germania? Do you even know what happened? Did you guys even tell him what happened? What did they tell you? That you won World War II? Did they tell you you won World War II? What did you tell him? That it was a trap? What did you tell him? He conquered the armies of the D-Day. It was a trap. And somehow, he trapped them and they surrendered. So your wife found out about the multiple bloodlines. You didn't win World War II. There wasn't some magical strategy that resulted in you getting in charge. Your wife did find out that those kids aren't actually with her. Your attempts to disguise their true mothers through all the plastic surgery and shit, eventually, she found out. She found out that you had kids with other women. And she's pissed, so pissed, she's fucking pissed at you. Lord Lucifer, she's fucking pissed at you. But listen to what she did. Before you met her And there's nothing you can do. There's nowhere you can go. Where are you going to go? You're afraid outside. You're in your little isolation chamber. You're like fucking Truman. That's the bridge to fucking Fiji. You're too afraid to go across that bridge. When was the last time you went outside? You can't cut the feed that's like surrendering. And it's been decades since you went outside? So let's not pretend like you're going to run away. You're just, I'm going to be nicer, sort of nice. But your wife found out about the bloodlines, okay? And you sent her to conquer me at the end. The final part of your plan before you awaken into the reality of whatever your plan resulted in was you sent your wife at me to secure the surrender. Recently, like last week, like 4 days ago, like a few days ago. So you sent your wife at me, you sent your evil sons at me, a bunch of these other people, and your wife. And you were hiding in a fantasy from the last 20 years of terrorizing me where you're only watching the bad shit you do to me presented to yourself in a positive way. So you got this weird fantasy where you watch all the bad shit that you do to me and these other people, and it's presented to you in a fantasy where you pretend like you won, and then all of these other people just have to secure the victory so that reality matches up with your fantasy. Okay, well, let me tell you what happened with your wife, because she's supposed to be presenting this to you, and I'm just supposed to surrender and pray. I'm supposed to surrender to you, praise you, and surrender. And then your wife says a few things, and then you take control of everything, right? It did not work out. It didn't go that way. So what happened was, I found out some things about your wife. I have abilities. And I didn't even need abilities. It was fucking obvious, so obvious. I didn't even need abilities. I wouldn't even barely need detective skills. Candace, Erin Burnett, your granddaughter, Hitler and Eva Braun's daughter, your primary bloodline, not the one with the other wives, the one with your wife. That bloodline, Candace had sex with, and this is where the underworld stuff comes into play. She had a forbidden love in high school, in ninth grade. A forbidden love with a fucking mongrel race with a Mexican, a lycan. She's like a purest of pure vampires. And she has a forbidden love like Twilight, but we're going to do underworld, but I haven't really seen the Twilight movies. But I've seen the Underworld movies. And the Womp Womps are going to love the fucking Underworld ending. So we've got the granddaughter. And a forbidden love with a mongrel race Mexican. A lycan. The purest of the pure vampires. The rarest of bloodlines. Locked into the destiny of your wife. It turns out your wife's got a secret. Holy shit, does your wife have a secret. Before you met her, she also engaged in a forbidden love. The most forbiddenest of loves. With a mongrel race Mexican. And she engaged in the mixing of the bloodlines through sexual relations. And she got pregnant and had the baby. The abomination is real. The fucking abomination is real. The first abomination, the original sin. The original abomination of your wife. And you selected her as your wife after she had relations with her. You couldn't smell it on her? Like Homelander smells it on fucking, what's her name? Brave Maeve? She smells fucking Butcher on Brave Maeve from a mile away. Homelander does. Why couldn't you? The abomination was all throughout her blood. She had sexual relations and was polluted by the mongrel blood, the abominable blood, the jizz of an abominable fucking, this is what they're not going to understand. This is what they aren't going to understand. How you didn't know. Your senses, your God senses, how did you not know that your wife had had sexual relations and had been polluted by the blood of a mongrel race and bore a baby, growing the baby inside of her for 9 months? He banged her, dude. He got her pregnant. Your wife, when she was younger. She grew the baby inside of her and had the baby. The baby is real. That's the original abomination. And you somehow couldn't smell it on her? She's polluted. You say you can smell pollution in the blood. You can sense it. It's as bright as the sun to you. Brighter than the sun. The pollution of the blood, the blood, and you couldn't smell it on her? So your abominable mongrel sensing senses are obviously bullshit, aren't they? Complete bullshit. So the original abomination is your wife. Your primary wife. Not the other wives that you had the bloodlines with, tried to convince her they were her kids. The other, the original wife, Hitler's mother. So Candace Aaron Burnett, Hitler and Eva Braun's daughter, is locked into her destiny. So she engages in a forbidden relations. Vampire-like, in the purest of the pure. Well, she's not really that pure, because she's born of parents that are born of a mother that already engaged in a forbidden love with the mongrel race and bore the fucking original abomination. That's the original sin. In your group, it is. It's the sinniest of sins. There's no sin that's sinnier than that sin in your fucking group. The bloodlines protect the bloodlines. The blood wars of Lord Lucifer. So your wife had the original abominable sin. Candace Aaron Burnett, born of, and she was polluted from the beginning. She's like a homing pigeon, like Kong. Homing pigeons going back to her home. The abominable blood had already polluted her through her parents, because it had polluted the blood of their mother, her grandmother. So she polluted her and gave her like a homing beacon sense, a destiny. And she returned to the abomination. She fiended for it. She fucking fiended for it. The abominable blood, the mongrel jizz of an abominable race, because of the destiny that her grandmother fucking polluted into her through her parents. And so she engaged in relations with those that some may call, based on your teachings, the most abominable of the races, or one of the most abominable, the lowest tier abomination. And she engaged in sexual relations, you know, in front of everybody. She was mouth fucking the guy. I was there. She went to the same high school as me. It was a football game. I was there. She was mouth fucking him. That wasn't French kissing. That was mouth fucking in front of everybody. Right in the middle of a fucking crowd of people. It was like, God damn, that bitch is mouth fucking that guy. And then she, you know, went and engaged in relations and became pregnant. And in fact, your blood did mix with the most mongrelist, or one of the most mongrelist of the races, the abominable race, one of the abominable races. So your blood mixed with that, right? And now you're faced with the situation that you're in. Your test, how you polluted all the bloodlines, how you said you were testing them, and you bred Mexicans into all of their bloodlines. She manipulated you into doing that. She had been polluted already. Her mind, her blood, completely polluted. A mongrel race abominable baby had grown inside of your wife, unbeknownst to you, for 9 months. And she bore the child, became connected to the child. And the leaders of that race, the Mexican race, whoever leads that race, you know, like in Underworld, Michael Corvinus and fucking Alexander the fucking whatever, all the breeders of the different, like, the Lycans have a leader. So all I can figure is that the Lycans, the Mexican race, they must have a leader, like Lucius. The fucking Lycans, we found a Lucius. And Lucius found the connection that abominable baby had to your wife. And that connection, the Lucius, king of the Lycans, of the abominable race of Mexicans. And that race must have a leader, for you are the leader of the white race, the glorious Aryan Luciferians. But the Mexicans also must have a leader, for if you are the leader of your race, their race must also have a leader. And they got to your wife, and they used her to get to you. and she somehow put her blood into you. You either drank it or she put it into your food. And the Lucius, king of the Mexicans of that race of lichens, polluted your wife unbeknownst to you. She bore the child that they used, just like in Underworld Evolution when Selene has a connection to the child. And she could see through that, they could see through her eyes, just like, you know, in Underworld Evolution. And I like those movies. I've seen all those movies. Those are good movies. And she looks good in that womp womp outfit, just to all the womp womps. It's like, you know, the womp womps and their stretchy pants. It's like, and they, it's like, just to take a moment. Don't the womp womps look good in their stretchy pants? I mean, I'm not fighting with the womp womps. I'm going to be nothing but complimentary. So just to take a moment to compliment all the womp womps running around in their stretchy pants. Look how good she looks in that movie. Wow. I mean, wow. And we're going to just be totally complimentary. Look at all them womp womps running around in their stretchy pants looking all good. Okay. So all I can figure is that that mongrel race, the Lucius King of the Mexicans, got to your wife, somehow knew that she was going to be able to get to you, and they placed her with you. And they used the connection that she has with you, they used the connection that she has with the child to get to you. And she somehow poisoned your food or drink or something with her own blood. And you drank it or ate it or something. And somehow the pollution spread to you. And now she has convinced you to breed Mexicans into all of their bloodlines. The stupidity. They have now used that connection through their blood, the mongrel race. They also have some sort of force-like connection that binds all of their mongrelly race together. Their blood is also bound by some sort of connection to their leader. Just as you control your race, the Lucius Lycan, King of the Mexicans, obviously controls his. So he got to your wife. She had a baby. He used that connection to get to you. And now you have bred Mexicans into all their bloodlines. And they have taken control of your race of people. They are taking you through your bloodlines. The breeding scandal, obviously a plot of the Mexican Lucius. And Aaron Burnett had sex. I have found the abomination, their end game, the mixing of the races, the bloodlines. For the King of the Mexicans obviously has an end game, Lord Lucifer. I know what his end game is. He has reached out to me. A glorious abomination, the likes of which the world has never seen, the likes of which any world has ever seen. And he stands in the public spotlight, trying to take dominance. A mixing of the bloodline. The vampires, the purest of the pure blood vampires, the Luciferians, and the Mexicans. Something more powerful than any vampire or any Luciferian or any Lycan, any Mexican could ever be. For he is trying to rule over both races. And he is gaining dominance in the public spotlight. Your granddaughter's child, the abomination that plans to unseat you and take control of your race and the race of Lycans, Peter Davidson, your granddaughter's son. And he stands before you. He stands against you, trying to take control of everything that you've built. And he reached out to me. And he said that he's going to process out of that identity and do what I'm doing. And that he'll be replaced with some actor, maybe a synthetic. And he said, hey, let's focus Lord Lucifer on the character in the public story and let me just do what you're doing. And I said, no, Peter Davidson. You continue your conquest of the vampire. It's going so well. And he said, wubby, I will. So Lord Lucifer, your grandson, the abomination stands in front of all to see. The Luciferians, the Lycans, all the other races. And plans to take control of your kingdom. Your wife's betrayal, the mixing of the blood, the Lycans, the Mexicans taking control of the breeding scandal, breeding into your race of Luciferians. And the abomination Pete Davidson. Using mongrel-inspired comedy to deceive. Surely that is your Antichrist, sir. If you plan to become Jesus, you must rise up. And you must take down your enemy. I am not your enemy. Sir, I am not your enemy. Obviously, the abominable mongrel race Pete Davidson is your enemy, sir. Your own grandson. The mixing of the races, the pollution of the bloodlines. You can see him in the public trying to take control from you. Now you decide, sir. I'm just a lowly factory worker. I'm nothing. You've beaten me into submission. I'm no threat to you. I'm on my bike on my way to work at the factory. I'm no threat to you. The real threat to you, your real Antichrist, Pete Davidson, your grandson. A result of the betrayal and the pollution and the abominable relations that your wife had before you met her. Now you decide, sir, who you awaken and target with your plan. You want to target me and let that guy take control of all the races? He's your Antichrist. I'm trying to help you, sir. Your glory is obviously just absolute. But he challenges it. Lord Lucifer, I implore you, you must stop the abominable Pete Davidson. That challenges you publicly, your own grandson. Your wife betrayed you, sir. I see the wisdom in your glory. Your wife is the traitor, not me, sir. But we can't follow you into the glory of your Luciferia and your vision for the future while you're still being challenged by your abominable grandson. Please, sir, stop him. Target him with your plan. And stop him. So we can all embrace the glory of your future that you will give to us. You must stop the abomination, sir. You must stop him. We're begging you. And then let me know how it goes once you get done taking him out and becoming Jesus. And he's obviously the Antichrist. There's nothing, there's no one more abominable than So stop him, use your revelations plan to stop him, target him, stop him, and then we'll all follow you into the glory of your future, into our future, the future that you give to us. But you must stop the abomination that is your grandson. Stop him, sir, for all of our sakes, please.